Hello and welcome to today's podcast, where we're diving into an exciting topic that's all about enhancing the life of freelancers like you and me. Have you ever found yourself, perhaps late at night, pondering how to make your income more stable as a freelancer? I know I have. Back when I started freelancing, it often felt like I was on a hamster wheel, juggling multiple projects, constantly chasing the next gig. Sound familiar? It can be exhausting, right? That's why today, we're going to talk about passive income strategies, specifically for 2024 and beyond, to help you break free from that cycle. Now, the gig economy is booming like never before. By 2025, it's expected that gig workers will make up nearly half of the U.S. workforce. That's a staggering shift towards more flexible, project-based work. In 2024, the global gig economy was valued at over $450 billion, and it's only going up from there. With this explosive growth comes the need for more resilient income structures for freelancers. And that's where passive income comes in. Let's think of this discussion as a cozy chat between friends, maybe over a cup of coffee. I want to share some personal stories and ideas that will get you thinking and hopefully inspire you to explore passive income streams that complement your freelance work. First things first, what exactly is passive income? Simply put, it's money you earn without having to constantly trade your time for it. Imagine the opposite of the typical freelance gigs, where you're always swapping hours for dollars. Sounds appealing, right? But here's a little reality check. Passive income isn't entirely set it and forget it. It often requires a significant upfront investment of time, effort, or even capital. But once it's set up, it can generate revenue with minimal ongoing effort, providing that financial cushion we all dream of. Now, before you dive into entirely new ventures, start with what you know. When I began exploring passive income, sticking to familiar territory gave me the confidence I needed. If you're a graphic designer, could you create and sell digital templates? Or if you're a writer, how about an ebook on a niche topic you're passionate about? Starting with what you know reduces the learning curve and gives you a taste of what passive income can do for you. Once you're comfortable, it's time to get creative and strategic. There are so many avenues to explore. Online courses, digital products, affiliate marketing, even real estate investments. Each has its pros and cons, and finding the right fit requires some trial and error. Let me tell you about one of my clients, a freelance photographer. She started by selling stock photos, which provided a steady trickle of income. Then, she expanded into online photography courses. This combination helped her navigate the unpredictable nature of freelance work beautifully. Scaling your passive income streams is where the real excitement lies. As your income streams begin to generate revenue, the next step is to optimize and expand them. But how do you do that without burning out? Automation and strategic outsourcing are your best friends. Whether it's setting up automated email marketing sequences or using AI tools for content creation, streamline where you can. This not only saves time, but also allows you to focus on growing your passive income. Let's address some common questions here. You might wonder how much time you should invest initially. Well, it varies, but realistically, expect to spend a few weeks to a few months setting up your first stream. Remember, quality over quantity. Another question is whether passive income is truly passive. In most cases, not entirely. There's always some level of ongoing maintenance, but it's significantly less than active freelance work. And no, you don't need a lot of money to start. Many strategies, especially digital products, require little to no upfront financial investment. Finally, if you're ready to take the plunge, start small and build gradually. Test different strategies, see what resonates with your skills and interests, and don't shy away from making adjustments along the way. Mastering financial literacy can also be a game changer, so consider brushing up on your knowledge. Remember, the goal isn't just more money. It's about creating a more balanced, fulfilling life where you're not constantly chasing work. It's about enjoying the freedom and flexibility that freelancing should offer. So, are you ready to explore passive income in 2024 and beyond? Let's make it happen together. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, take care and keep thriving.